Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, toxic people, toxic traits, things like that. Today's episode is going to be about why won't a narcissist give you closure? Why won't they give you closure? No closure for you. Nope. First of all, I think everybody needs to realize that closure is something that a narcissist can't give you anyway. Video over, podcast over. Thank you. Have a good night. But no, seriously, closure is something that comes from inside of you. The narcissistic person can't provide that for you. And even if they could, they probably wouldn't give it to you. Because closure means finality, the end, it's over, no more. And typically, a lot of narcissistic people won't be done with you. Some of them like this, some of them like to stick around and have you around for an extended period of time, and they do not give a damn about wasting your time, what you have to sacrifice, what you've done for them. They do not care about none of that stuff, y'all, I promise you. I don't know, I feel like so many people want to just like, well, I did so much for them. They don't care. Sometimes they'll say that they'll tell you they don't care. I didn't ask you to do that. They'll open their mouth and say, hey, look, I didn't ask you to do any of that. They'll tell you straight up, I didn't ask you to do that. You did that on your own. You did this on your own. I thought you did that for the kindness of your own heart. No, y'all, they do not care about wasting your time. And some of them don't want to ever let you go. They want to hold on to you to the end of time. They want to hold on to you until there's nothing left. Why would they give you closure if they're not done with you? Let the disrespect that they did, that they put you through, be the closure. Let the abuse be the closure. Let the toxicity be the closure. So many people think, first of all, what is your definition of closure anyway? So, because I talk to so many people all the time, y'all. I think so many people's definition of closure is this fantastic, like y'all seen it in the movies where y'all just have one final conversation where y'all hug and kiss goodbye and you cry and you tell each other what you could have did better and things like that. And then you go your separate ways. It doesn't work like that. Real life doesn't work like that, y'all. It doesn't work like that. Y'all are not going to meet halfway in the middle and have a good goodbye, have a fantastic goodbye conversation or something like that. That's just not going to happen. So many people think like, we're going to sit down and talk about the stuff we did wrong and say our goodbyes and maybe be friends later on. No, it does not work that way. You do not get to be friends later on with your toxic, abusive ass ex-person. I keep telling people like, why would you want to be friends with them anyway? Closure means to close. To me, closure means to close up. Closure means finality. This is to me. Closure means finality. The final. The end of the chapter. Closing of the book. There's nothing left to read. There's nothing left to read. There's no more changes left to make. There's nothing else left to say or do or anything along those lines. That's what closure is to me. What does closure mean to you? Right now, literally take your time right now. Think about what does closure mean to you? What does it look like to you in situations like this? What does it look like to you? What does it mean to you in this dynamic? Because so many people think closure is like both of you say your goodbyes and you speak your piece, you say what's on your mind, you make your final plea for the relationship sometimes for y'all to get back together because you're not done with the relationship just yet. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people think that's what closure is. That's not what closure is. Closure is the end of it, the final, no more chapters, no more books to read, nothing left, no more left to read. You gave it your all, done, finito, close it up. You know, you're not going to have a good final conversation with a toxic, abusive, narcissistic person. Why would you think that, y'all? Like, seriously, why would you think you get a final goodbye, a good goodbye from a toxic, narcissistic person who might have cheated on you, who might have treated you horribly? Be realistic in your expectations in these toxic, at the end of these toxic relationships. If they were toxic during the relationship, they're going to be toxic after the relationship, I promise you. I think so many people, y'all, it's just like, what does closure look like to you? What does it mean to you? So many people, I'm not saying, so many people have this, that, this thing in their head, just like, we have one final conversation to talk about it. No, narcissist is not going to give you the closure that you ask for. And if a narcissist asks you for closure, that means that they're looking to continue the relationship. They don't want to close it up. But I said earlier, if a narcissist asks you for closure, they do not want to close the relationship up. They want to keep it going. They want to keep things moving. They want to keep the situation and the dynamic going like that. That's what they want to do. You mean, if a narcissist asks you for closure, that's what it is right there. They want to keep it going. They want to, the narcissist wants to sit down and plead their case for the relationship dynamic. You know, especially if you broke up with them and they ask you for closure, oh, you're not going to give me closure? That means they want to keep the relationship going. There's no closure. If you sit down with them and talk to them, they think that, they don't think there's closure. They think that they view that as an opening. That's another opening in this relationship right here. They don't think it's closure. They don't think it's over. They just think it's another opening in the relationship.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Another shot for them to get back in here. Another way for them to walk through the door of toxicity in your life and treat you horribly. But so many people don't believe that. So many people have this fantastical thing that you're gonna, you know, you're gonna get the final goodbyes or whatever. It doesn't work, y'all. It doesn't work that way in toxic relationships. I know people are gonna say, well, it's not fair. I never got the closure I needed. You did get the closure you needed. You just didn't see it as closure. You saw it as something else. You didn't see it as closure. You saw it as something else. See it as closure. See the abuse as closure. See the mistreatment as closure. See the disrespect as closure. They do give you closure. You just need to accept what the closure is and what it looks like. So many people, closure is that right there. Why can't the disrespect be the closure? Why can't the bad treatment be the closure? Why can't any of that be the closure? Why does it have to be this magical fantasy, this fairy tale thing where you sit down at a picnic or lunch or at a table somewhere, your favorite restaurant, or outside on the lake or a boat somewhere? No, 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 no. It doesn't work that way, y'all. I wish it did. I mean, in a perfect world, it would work that way, wouldn't it? You got to be on good terms with your toxic ass ex. It typically doesn't work that way. I'm not saying it never works that way, but typically it's not going to work that way, y'all. Typically it's going to be different. Typically you have to work. You have to give yourself the closure. You need it so much. So let me ask you again, y'all. You need it so much from the narcissist, right? You need it so much from this relationship. You need it so much from this person, right? You needed so much. You needed so much emotions. You needed so much physicality. You needed so much from this person. You needed an emotional connection. You needed a physical connection. You needed so much from this person, right? You did. You needed so much from this person, and they didn't give it to you in the relationship. So when the relationship is over, why would they give it to you now? You see what I'm saying? While the relationship is over, why would they give it to you now? Why would you expect them to give you something now when they couldn't give you anything that you wanted in the relationship on a consistent basis? Because I'm not going to say they never gave you what you wanted, because sometimes they will. Sometimes they absolutely will give you what you want for a short period of time. They really, really will. You know what I mean? But for an extended period of time, for a long period of time, doubtful. But so many people don't see that, y'all. I just feel like you have to start telling yourself the truth. You already have the closure. You just have to view it as such. You have to view it as closure. Why are you dependent on them to give you something now when you couldn't depend on them in the relationship? At the end of the relationship, why are you dependent on them for this right now when you couldn't depend on them for it during the relationship, y'all? Be realistic in your expectations with this toxic ass person. Be realistic within yourself. What does closure mean to you? Change your definition of closure up right now. Start it right now in this video. Change your definition of what closure is up. They already gave you the closure. Why won't narcissists give you the closure? I need to change the title of the video to "Why won't narcissists give you the closure that you want?" Not the one you need, the one you want. You already got the one you need. The disrespect was the one you needed. The horrible behaviors was the one you needed. The mistreatment was the one you needed. So why do you the one you want? You want to get the closure that you want. The goodbyes and the hellos, the hugs, maybe one last clapping of the cheeks, one last one of those right there, right? That's what you want. But that's not how it always goes, y'all. And I want y'all to realize that and wake it up right now. Wake it up right now to the point where you see it, you feel it, you understand it, and you live. You can live with it. You can live without them saying the final goodbye. You can live without them telling you what you did wrong. You can live without, like I said, you have to be able to live without it, y'all. Because you don't need, you want, you got the closure that you want. You got the closure that you want. Not the one, you might not have the one that you need. You got the closure that you want, but not the one that you know, you got the closure that you need, not the one you want. Wants and needs. You want this type. You got this type. You already got it. Don't give them any more power, because when you need closure from them, you're giving them power. You see what I'm saying? When you need closure from this person, when you need something from this person, you're putting them in a position of power in their life that they probably don't deserve to be in. You know what I mean? So you have to put yourself in a position of power in your own life to take your power back, to strip this person of whatever's going on in this dynamic. Empower yourself. Take back your power. You don't need, yet you want closure from them, but you don't need it in this way, shape, or form. You see what I'm saying? You have to power yourself up, y'all. You absolutely do. You have to be as strong as you possibly can in these situations, y'all. Anyways, y'all, how about this thing, y'all? I'm truly grateful for every single one of y'all. I'm truly thankful. Like I said, Orlando, Florida workshop, May the 20th, 2023. If you're in Orlando, Florida area, go to rawmotivationscoachings.com/workshop. Or the link is in the description. The Beacon link is in the description for that, y'all. Check out my self-love journal. That's on Amazon as well. You can find it on Amazon. Lee Hammack, self-love, is on Amazon right now. It's available right now. Follow me if you haven't. Like and subscribe if you haven't, y'all. Mental Hillness is out. Peace.